Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We are going to learn about a really cool group of musicians, a group of singers, actually, and their name is Okai. Now, we have lots to learn over the next couple of days, but we just wanted to give you a little introduction to this group of musicians. Carolyn, do you know anything about these musicians?
Well, Okai is a group of five musicians, three of which are actually siblings, and they sing together in a beautiful musical style without any instruments.
That's right, they don't have any instruments. They sing a cappella style, but they do have one member who knows how to beatbox quite well. Their music is really cool. They blend the Aboriginal style or the Aboriginal spirit of Taiwan with jazz. And we're going to learn a lot about them in our lesson. So let's get started.
Okai. This group captures Taiwan's native spirit in an unexpected way. When I hear Taiwanese Aboriginal music, I imagine the kind, dark face of an old man singing memories. Yet, when Okai sings the Atayal song, La Hui Ta Reaksoni, We Gather Together, it produces a very different effect. Looking closely, Okai's first album is in part a government-funded attempt to preserve Aboriginal music, particularly lesser-known songs. But where you might expect traditional performances of folk songs, you get Okai's original blend of styles.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Taiwanese Aboriginal music is taking the world by storm in the form of a cappella group Okai. In today's article, we'll learn all about this musically talented bunch and their story. Before we begin, let's take a look at our keywords for the day. Blend. Blend is a noun. This coffee blend is made from three different kinds of coffee beans. Harmony. Harmony is a noun. The group's harmonies make their music really interesting. Marvel. Marvel is a verb. I can't help but marvel at nature when I go on hiking trips. Gospel. Gospel is an adjective. The company's goal was to help everyone understand gospel music. Your more information words are Aboriginal. Aboriginal is an adjective. A cappella. A cappella is an adverb and an adjective. R&B. R&B is a noun. Let's begin.
We have a lot to talk about in our lesson today about this great musical group, Okai. And we read, this group captures Taiwan's native spirit in an unexpected way, which I think is very true because they have a very unique musical style.
All right, so it captures their native spirit, or Taiwan's native spirit. Now, you're going to see this word spirit used throughout the lesson over the next couple of days. And it can mean different things, but it's kind of the feeling you get about something. And so there is a unique Taiwanese spirit that is captured in this music. It's a unique feeling.
It is a very unique feeling, and we continue to read here in the lesson. When I hear Taiwanese Aboriginal music, I imagine the kind, dark face of an old man singing memories. So this is what our author writes that he imagines when he hears Aboriginal music.
But I like that phrase a lot. When I hear something, I imagine something else. Okay, so you could use this phrase in different ways. When I hear the word baseball, I imagine a crowded baseball stadium with lots of fans and lots of excitement. How else could you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, when I hear Christmas songs, I imagine spending time with family and eating a delicious Christmas dinner.
All right, so there are different ways to use that phrase. Now here, our author is talking about hearing Taiwanese Aboriginal music. Now, there are several different Aboriginal tribes all around Taiwan. And we continue reading here, yet when Okai sings the Ataya song, Lahuita Riaksoni, we gather together, it produces a very different effect. So, Ataya music, well, Ataya is one of the tribes here in Taiwan.
It is, and their music, they have their own unique style, but when Okai sings some of these songs, it is very different from what you might be used to hearing. And so, we move on to the next section here in the lesson, looking closely. We're going to learn a little bit more about Okai. We read, Okai's first album is in part a government-funded attempt to preserve Aboriginal music, particularly lesser-known songs. And I think this is a really great project to be a part of, don't you, Gabe?
I do too. Okay, so this is not just something that a group of singers wanted to produce. Actually, this was in part a government effort. Okay, so the government took part in this project. Okay, and they wanted to preserve Aboriginal music. That means to save it from being completely destroyed or lost. Okay, they wanted to do this, particularly the lesser known songs, the songs that are not as famous or popular. Well, you can talk about other things that are lesser known. Actually, many musicians and bands, they create so many songs. Some of them are very popular, but of course they also have their lesser known songs.
Yes, they do. And, well, Okai is trying to make these lesser known songs more popular. And we continue reading, but where you might expect traditional performances of folk songs, you get Okai's original blend of styles. So this is a very unique way to be singing these traditional songs that you might have heard people singing as a folk song, but that is not the way Okai performs them.
That's right. You expect one thing, but you get something else, a very unique blend of styles. And we need to take a look at that word from the word bank, blend. A blend of something is a mixture or combination of two or more things. So here we're talking about a blend of musical styles.
There are many bands that blend musical styles. Actually, one of my favorite bands is from Japan, and they blend the Japanese language and the English language with reggae and hip-hop musical styles.
What? No way. That sounds like it would be really cool. Okay, so you can blend musical styles. I enjoy blending music, or I enjoy music groups that blend different styles, like jazz and funk, or pop and rock. There are different musical styles that you can blend, and it could have a completely different effect. Well, it's important to have a good blend when you are making music, especially when you're singing together with other people, right, Carolyn? How important is blend?
Well, it is important to blend your voices together so that it sounds pleasant to the people listening. You want to make sure that everything blends smoothly. It is combined very easily and nicely.
And so as you can see, this word can also be a verb. You have a blend of styles, or you can blend your voices together with others to create very nice music. Well, we have lots more to learn about Okai, and of course we always have more to learn with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 Aboriginal 这个形容词。我们学过 Aboriginal 当名词的时候是指原住民，但是当形容词的话是指原始的或原住民的。例如 the Aboriginal handicrafts on display were not for sale. 这些展示出来的原住民的手工艺品是不对外贩售的。或者是 the Aboriginal people here are friendly and hospitable. 这边的原住民既友善又非常好客。继续我们看的是 blend 这个名词。blend 是指混合或混合物。例如 the blend of two different coffee beans creates a distinct aroma. 两种咖啡豆的混合创造出独特的风味。或者是 the chef makes his own blend of flour to make pancakes. 这位主厨用他自己混合出来的面粉做煎饼。blend 也可以当动词。例如 mix the egg whites and sugar until they are blended together. 把蛋白跟糖混合在一起。直到它们融合到一起。
When you think about Taiwanese Aboriginal music, what do you think of? Do you think of the kind, dark face of an old man that is singing memories?Well, that's what a lot of people think of, and that's what our author of today's lesson also usually thinks of. But now he thinks of something completely different when he listens to the music that the music group Okai produces. We've been learning about them and their unique blend of musical styles. Let's continue learning right now.
Okai.You'll notice that the entire album is sung a cappella. Okai's members prove that they are very capable of complex harmonies and creative voice techniques. And beyond a cappella, Okai has also planted itself in the world of jazz. Of course, it is far from the first group to perform a cappella jazz. In fact, Okai marvels at many such groups, especially gospel group Take Six,which uses both jazz and R&B. However, Okai may be first to put a lively jazz stamp on the warm, joyful music of Taiwan's native people.
Let's keep learning about this great group Okai and their music. We continue reading here after we talked about their blend of styles. We read...You'll notice that the entire album is sung a cappella. And a cappella just means without accompanying music. So there's no instruments. It's just voices.
And I love listening to a cappella music. Well, I love listening to good singers sing a cappella music. Carolyn, have you ever sung a cappella before?
Yes, Gabe, I believe that we were singing a cappella just yesterday.
As a matter of fact, you're right. What we were singing yesterday is a cappella. We sang along with Nathaniel and Rebecca, What Child Is This? We had no instruments. We were singing a cappella style. Okay, well, we have more to learn with Steve and Ken in the information cloud right now about a cappella and other Italian music terms.
Not to be outdone by the French, the Italians have graciously contributed a good many words of their own to the English language.
Remember last week's coffee culture lesson? Much of English's coffee vocabulary comes from Italy. Now, where would we be without words like espresso, cappuccino, latte, venti, and americano?
We'd be drinking a lot more tea. Now, another area where the Italian language just dominates is music.
For example, take the word a cappella from today's lesson. It literally means in chapel style, but we know it today as meaning singing without any musical accompaniment.
And whether or not you've studied music, I'm sure you'll recognize some of these other Italian words.
Like piano,timpani, and viola. The names of many musical instruments are Italian.
For musical voices, speed, volume, and style, English borrows heavily from Italian. I'm sure you've heard the words soprano, tempo, crescendo, and ad lib before, right? Thank the Italians.
Grazie. Why does English contain so many Italian music-related vocabulary words?Well, one theory is that most of the important composers during the Renaissance and Baroque periods The periods when Western music was born and matured were Italian.
英文当中有许多的外来语，除了法文之外，意大利文也占有一席之地。记不记得上个礼拜学的咖啡用语，其中的 espresso, cappuccino, latte, venti, 全都是意大利文。今天的课文我们看到 a cappella, 就是没有乐器伴奏的清唱。这个字也是源自意大利文。其实有许多音乐和乐器的用字，像 piano, 钢琴， soprano, 女高音， tempo, 节奏， crescendo,声音的渐渐加强，原本都是意大利文。这是因为在文艺复兴时期跟巴洛克时期，许多的作曲家都是意大利人。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. There are a lot of musical terms that are in Italian. Now, we continue reading in the article.Okai's members prove that they are very capable of complex harmonies and creative voice techniques. Now, we were talking about blending of styles earlier, and here we see the word harmony. Now, harmony is a word from the word bank, and that's when you blend voices together or musical notes to create a pleasant sound to the person listening.
That's right. So there are many different kinds of harmonies. Of course, you might, sing harmony if you are in a choir or in the chorus of some kind. Someone sings the melody, and that's usually the part or the melody that everybody can recognize. But then there are also beautiful harmonies that people sing to back up the melody. And here we're talking about complex harmonies.If you've ever taken music courses, then you've probably learned that jazz involves some augmented and diminished chords. These are some of the chords that are involved in complex harmonies.
Yes, so these are not easy parts to learn, and they do this without instruments, with just their voices. Sometimes it's easier to just be looking at a piece of music and make an instrument that you are playing produce those notes, but...To use your own voice can be quite a different challenge.
And I think it's a great challenge. If you like to sing, try to sing harmony with someone else while they are singing the melody. It's cool to try to create your own harmonies as well. Okay, let's continue here learning about Okai. And beyond a cappella, Okai has also planted itself in the world of jazz. All right, they've planted themselves there.Like a plant, Carolyn?
No, that just means that they have arrived there. They are established, and people in the world of jazz or the jazz community know about them. They are an established jazz group as well as an a cappella group.
That's right. Okay, so they've planted themselves in the world of jazz, and that is quite a big world. There is lots of different kinds of jazz music.And of course, as we read here, it is far from the first group to perform a cappella jazz. I can think of many other groups that perform a cappella jazz. They are far from the first group to do that.
And that is a great phrase that we want to look at. Far from. If you are far from something, well, you're not close to it, or there's no real similarity between two things.
That's right. So this is not just talking about the distance from one place to another. No, you can use this phrase to talk about so much more. Maybe you talk about your project, maybe something that you are trying to create. You might say, you know, it's far from perfect, but I got a good start.I'm going to continue improving, even though it is far from perfect.
That's right. So you could even just replace the phrase with the word not. It is not perfect, or they are not the first group. But if you want to really emphasize it, then you can say far from.
And of course, this group Okai is not the first group to perform a cappella jazz. In fact, Okai marvels at many such groups.Especially gospel group Take Six, which uses both jazz and R&B. Okay, so they marvel at this gospel group Take Six. Let's take a look at our word here. It's the word marvel. If you marvel at something, that means you're amazed and you really wonder at something.
That's right. So maybe the first time you hear Okai's music, mm-hmm. you will marvel at them. You will be so surprised and just really admire their amazing musical abilities.
Well, what else can you marvel at? Every time I go out and it's a really clear night sky, I marvel at the amount of stars I can see in the sky. And it's good to marvel at these things that amaze us. Well, this group Okai marvels at groups like Take Six. I like the group Take Six. Have you ever heard of Take Six, Carolyn?
I have not, Gabe, but they are a gospel group, mm-hmm. and that is a word from our word bank that we want to talk about. Gospel. It's a style of Christian music that was based a little bit on R&B and soul music, and it's very popular in a lot of churches.
And I really do enjoy listening to gospel music because there's always a positive message in gospel music. Well, let's continue here. However, Okai may be the first to put a lively jazz stamp on the warm, joyful music of Taiwan's native people. So many people have done a cappella jazz before, but they will be the first to put a jazz stamp on Taiwan's native people's music.
And that is very impressive. And right now, we're going to watch a video of Okai singing a Christmas song. And then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
OK, 继续我们看 harmony 这个名词。Harmony 在这里是指和声。例如 ,the complex vocal harmonies are difficult to master. 这种复杂的歌唱的和声非常难掌握。或者是 ,the choir sang the song in perfect harmony. 诗班以完美的和音唱出这首歌。Harmony 也指和谐或协调。例如 ,the politician devoted his life to racial harmony. 这位政治家为了种族和谐奉献了他的一生。所以我们看的是 gospel 这个形容词。我们知道 gospel 如果当名词的话是指福音。例如 the pastor spent all his life preaching the gospel. 这位牧师毕生都在传福音。课文中的 gospel 是当形容词，意思是指福音的。例如 the gospel singer won 2 Grammy Awards in 2012. 这位福音歌手在2012年荣获两项格莱美奖。或者是 her gospel album was the hit of the year.他的这张福音专辑是当年的畅销专辑。Okay, let's see what our teachers are up to.
We've had a wonderful day learning about Okai and even getting to hear them sing a wonderful Christmas song. So, what do you think of their musical style? Is it one that interests you? Gabe, do you enjoy Okai's music?
Yeah, I bought their album and I love listening to it.Actually, I have one of their songs in my head right now. If you have a chance to buy their album or listen to their music, please do. They have a lot more that they have to sing about.
They do, and it is wonderful music to listen to. Go out and find their videos, listen to some of their songs, and, of course, join us again tomorrow as we continue learning all about this group on Studio Classroom.
We will see you then. Friend, trust at all times.A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last,
a lifetime.